Very good. Because if your mobile phone goes off just when someone is about to become enlightened, for your next 7 lifetimes, you'll be born as what? I hate to tell you, so I won't, because I can't think of something funny. But nevertheless, please turn your mobile phones off. Anything else which beeps, squeaks, or does anything else. And especially, not just to turn off your mobile phone, but to turn off your mobile brain, which travels here and travels there. But remember, now you've come here. You're at this beautiful little temple with nothing to do except just to sit and be quiet, rest and relax. So if you like to close your eyes now. With the eyes closed, it's symbolically closing your brain and your mind to the world. So you can have time by yourself. So all of the demands of the world outside this body, you can just let go of. You'll deal with them later on. This is a time you put aside for yourself. Quiet, private, quality time. Just for rest, relaxation, first of all. And then to understand and make peace with yourself. But first of all, we have to make peace and understand our body. Sometimes our body keeps asking us to please rest, relax. Often we don't have the time. Now you do. 30 minutes set aside for your body and your mind. So with your eyes closed, you ask the body, body, what do you need? What do you want? It's amazing, you know, just even with your partner in life. If you don't ask, you don't know. So you ask, what do you want? Where do you want to go? And I do that to my body. It's amazing the answers I get once I ask the question. The body says, you know, I just want to adjust my bottom. It's just not properly on the end of the cushion. Or just, I just want to need to stretch my legs a bit. Or scratch my nose. Whatever it is. You ask, the body says, adjust this, scratch that, then please do so. This is a way to relax the body. Not by controlling it, but by being sensitive to it. Knowing its needs and responding accordingly. And once the external part of my body feels pretty much in a good position, so I don't need to really adjust my legs or my back or my bottom, then I start focusing inside my body. If there's any tightness which I can notice, I just put my mind right inside that irritation, that pain, that tightness. Just try and imagine my awareness centered there. And then from within, just spread out this beautiful compassion, metta, love, which we develop in the spiritual life. This beautiful warmth and softness and acceptance of the aches and pains in our own body. Because our mindfulness is inside the body on those irritations, my mindfulness starts to see the feeling change. It becomes more relaxed, more at ease, less painful, less hard. And that's the feedback I need to continue with kindly relaxing my body. Just relaxing your body. And just making peace, not fighting any feelings or sounds. Just being soft. Soft like a cloud. So anything can pass through. And when your body is nicely relaxed, we try and do the same for our mind. To relax the mind. It can be aware of how the mind feels. It may be irritated, it may be painful, it may be tired. It's usually the last one is the most common. Our mind is so tired through working so hard. Now how can we relax that tiredness and get the energy back and the clarity and the happiness? We do that by first of all letting go of all of our business. This is not work time. This is relaxation time. So no work. All your work lies in the past and the future. So wherever you've come from, whatever you've been doing, all your unfinished business of your life, just put to one side. You'll deal with that later. And all the stuff which lies in front of you, all the tasks which you will have to do, difficulties which you have to face, and joy which you'll experience in the future, leave that aside too. So you can just focus on this beautiful present moment. Just being here. This is the only place where you can find peace. So stop going anywhere. Stop lingering in the past. And see if you can be right here. In the present moment with what's happening. Just being in the present. And whatever you are aware of right now, be kind to it. If you smile at someone, they relax. If you smile at this present moment, good chance it too will relax. Makes it much easier to be here. Remember, you don't have to do any work. You really deserve to have a break and rest. How do you feel when you're in this moment? How free do you feel? You don't have to be concerned about your past or your future. When you really get in this moment, it puts all that past and future in perspective. It's not as important as you think. And then see if you can let go of the thinking mind itself. So stop giving things names. See if you can pause. So you don't have this conversation trying to describe everything. This is not school. You don't have to write an essay about anything in your head. Just be. Listen rather than think. Feel. Rather than give things a name. And don't judge. No good, no bad. No judging, no measuring. And then silence will arise. If your mind tends to wander a bit, focus it on the breathing. Just know the breath as it comes in. Know it as it goes out. Without any words, in this moment, just relax with the breath. Be a friend to your breathing. Getting very close to the end of meditation now. Time to just pause and ask yourself how you feel. How much you've relaxed, both bodily and mentally, in the last 30 minutes. And how much peace you feel. With peace comes clarity, even energy and happiness. A beautiful result of meditation. Just like when you relax your body feels good. And you can work. When your mind is rested, it too feels good. And you can put it to work with greater efficiency, productivity, less stress, more happiness. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. At the end of the 3rd ringing, you may open your eyes to come out from your meditation.